Chris Gregg, okay.
Yeah, he's out of the hospital. He's back. We're still going to just be careful about when we put him back on the field. So it'll probably be probably a couple of days just to make sure. But he's back. He's back on campus.
What's he deal with having to?
No, he's a little bit better. Yeah. So I think we'll work him back in and just watch him.
Can we expect to see Darius Branch and Randall Johnson, guys that
Darius and Brent and Allen, yeah, they should be out there tonight. And, you know, we'll watch what they do. And then Rendell, he'll be out there watching, but we're going to work him in there because, you know, he's coming off that lower body deal.
We haven't talked to him since. Just from a coaching standpoint, glad to have this guy back and get him on the football field. He really has done a lot.
It hasn't done a whole lot, being productive for the team, or he's been in a couple of practices, but I'm happy to have him back.
Glad that song is over, or is it not over?
I take it day by day. I take it day by day. You know, so you know, every day we get here just like with a lot of the players. You know, just take it day by day, and you know, just try to focus on football and get better as a team. And you know, you go to sleep at night, you wake up the next day, and, you know, you go about it again.
What do you think about what Branch did for you last
year? I thought he played well for us. Obviously, I mean, we rewarded him with a contract.
Doug, do you have a sense, getting back to Marcel for just a second, how prepared he is? Obviously, he's been prepared physically, but from a scheme standpoint, from, like, how are you trying to work him in? Where is he at in terms of the scheme and maybe the classroom stuff? Because I know he's had a lot of stuff going on.
Well, it's pretty easy when you're a defensive lineman. I always said I always wanted to be like a D-line coach. Right, right, right. You line up in a three technique to the right. Left, left, left. You line up in a 2-I to the left. So, you know, I think we're okay there, you know, from that standpoint. And we'll just, you know, bring him back and just watch him as he comes back. Like we'd do with any player. It doesn't matter who it is.
So, can I ask you a question about Preston Brown? What you like, if you like what you've seen so far and what he's done to get as many reps as he's had?
I've missed about part about the reps.
You know, he's getting considerable amount of reps. So what is he showing you to earn those reps?
He's playing well.
Sir Tom, you're here, right?
Any others?
Okay. You get some. Oh, Brandon had a little heat stuff early on. We took him out, and then he went in there and played, and played well.
On the weak side spot, he's getting reps over there.
He's playing mostly Mike.
He's playing mostly. Yes. You don't have more people weak side. You're not watching.
No, we train all of our linebackers. Most of, I shouldn't say all of them. Most of our linebackers are being trained in all three positions.
So on the weak side, what are you looking at? Who's the leader of the clubhouse?
It's too early to tell. You know, with the amount of practices that we've had. So, you know, that's still going on. On a daily basis, but Nigel right now is he's the one that's playing the most of the reps and starting.
Okay.